What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Season 50 Geek Alliance. I mean, Surviving the Dice. Sorry, welcome back to Surviving the Dice for Episode 21, where we have the core table today with dice in hand, ready to roll like the good old days. Now, whether you are 21 episodes deep with us or just 10 seconds, we want to thank you for listening along on our adventure. We've had some 20s, we've had some 1s, but most of all, we've had some fun. So let's get in. By now, it's been many days' journey since you started into the Scorch, but only a few hours have passed since you left Renan Silvertongue in the past to walk aimlessly east to presumably a town that was also destroyed in the Scorch that he doesn't know about because he almost certainly came from a different time. But the party doesn't seem too worried about that. You guys continue on through the Scorch to the same familiar sights as you make your way. Gideon is navigating through burnt down villages, horrible monster dens in the distance, twisted wicked woods, and all the same, but Gideon's able to find the appropriate roads to navigate. And after a few passing hours with the set of the sun as darkness comes in, you come over the hill, and for the first time in weeks, you see a rather inviting sight. A small, hospitable looking tavern, gently chugging smoke into the air from a chimney on the edge of a woods. You see horses tied up outside of the tavern and just sort of general traffic moving in and out. They don't look like horrible evil monsters, or there's no cult-like features that you identify. And your keen eyes see the swinging sign outside of the tavern that says "The Last Chug." Gideon wraps on the reins and comes to a quick park just on the outside.
All right, is this what you want, a little chug before we move on, or what?
Well, it's just the first nice spot we've seen in weeks.
Yeah, I for one am looking forward to a nice fluffy bed, nice cold pint, and maybe some lively conversation with the laddies.
Yeah. Oh, forget the conversation. Just some mushroom stew will do just fine.
Sure, they got plenty of that in there. To clarify, is it literally just like this tavern and there's nothing else nearby? Or it's a small like town that we've entered?
Do a perception check.
Yeah. That is... Oh, that's pretty good. That is a 22. Ooh, good start.
Heck yeah. Great start. You see, this is very much just a tavern. There is a little bit of extra infrastructure, like a barn. There's some good fence line, but this is a single stop. Looks like a, you know, fantasy equivalent of a gas station. It's on the edge of a large forest. But other than that, it's just a standalone place. Looks like a place where people can come and rest their feet. Mm. Maddox, the other thing that you notice as you are looking around is that the grass you see is a little bit greener. The trees look a little bit less decayed. And you see the orange smog that has befouled the sky for the past weeks is still there, but is a little bit lighter. And you get the sense that you might be reaching the southern end of the Scorch.
Hmm. All right, it seems a little bit fresher here than some of the other places we've passed. Maybe that's just because Shanks is trailing behind a couple of paces. It's hard to tell. But if this means that we're getting close to the... Hey, what?
I'm going to go and take the Bright Knight into that bond there and see if I can't get it serviced. We hit a few dimensional potholes. Someone could bring me a beer at some point. That would be very much appreciated. But otherwise, I'll be content.
All right. Perfect.
Righto, Gideon.
Don't get rolling without us, and we'll bring you a beer in just a little bit.
Not a worry. We're brothers in arms. Oh. He just gives one of the eyes things just only to Shanks.
Okay. Yeah, he's not going to be included in the group, is he? Yeah, Maddox is just going to turn away and start walking towards the tavern. Yeah, let's head through the front door.
Gideon lets each of you off and then brings his tavern around to a barn in the back. Again, you see some light traffic. There's some peasants. You see a lot of pilgrim-esque looking people, large backpacks, peasant garb, all wrapped up. You see a few adventurers as well. There are armed people here, though not many. And you guys blast open the door of the last jug, and you see a lively scene. There is a large orc with a big overbite cleaning out the mugs. You see a bard getting ready to take the show. You see a couple tables of adventuring parties, and otherwise, again, mostly travelers and pilgrimage all the way out here.
Now this is what I'm talking about! Weeks in that there, Scorch. And I'm going to have myself a point. Shanks is going to stride confidently up to the bar and ask for the largest beer he can find.
Right, am I coming right up? Where he's coming from?
Mate, you would not believe the things that we've seen. We've been through the Scorch. We've been all the way through.
Shanks, as you say that, a string on the bard's ukulele snaps and everyone goes quiet. And everyone looks at you and he goes, you're coming from the Scorch?
Shanks has realized this is a moment to perform. He says, you didn't think it was possible now, did you?
Dom is so annoyed. He rolls his eyes.
Yeah, it was a long journey. It's a hard journey. It's a journey that everyone thought was impossible. But me and my fine compatriots here.
Dom and I are both just rolling dirty, our disheveled. Eyes.
Not impressed.
We've done it. You know, if you want to buy us a beer, now's the time. And I'll regale you with some tales. We've seen it all.
Well, I'll say, you know, this tavern's called the Last Chug because most people come up north and this is as far as they get. Going to the Scorch maybe a mile or two and tuck the tails and run back. But if what you're saying is true, and he points to a little plaque on the wall that says, if you come from the Scorch, first beer is free, then I think this establishment owes you a point then. You know, like I said, most folk, even these fine, fighter-looking folk, and he kind of looks at, points a big finger at one of the adventuring parties that kind of shy away nervously. Folks come here try and find the water yogis or try and push into the Scorch, but if you're coming back from there, you're made out of tougher stuff than most, lad.
And he puts up three big beers on the counter for you.
You see there
a big applaud from the tavern, and then everyone kind of returns to their drinks.
Dom grabs a drink and does a head nod and starts chugging it.
You guys have been drinking on like putrid magic water or like time loop mushroom stew for the last number of weeks. So this is just a pristinely tasting beer, Dom.
Ooh, crisp. Just the right amount of head on this one.
Another beer!
All right, that one's not going to be free, though. That'll cost you, Dom. It's just the first one that's free.
Yeah, yeah. You remember you were the one who tried to trade the gold bar for 20 gold
coins. Yeah, we don't need to talk about that. Maddox is going to actually slide his free beer over to Dom to maybe shut him up about that he's still a little embarrassed about. And I'm going to ask the fellow that we're talking to, can I ask? You said you've got groups coming through here looking for the water yogis. Are they a common attraction? You got a lot of people coming through trying to find them.
Oh yeah, well, we're just a few miles away from the swamp where the water yogis allegedly rest their feet. So it's very common that folks come out to the Last Chug, grab a quick beer, and then head into the fresh woods and try and find the water yogis for divine knowledge or whatever it is. That I think it's divine knowledge, but it's something like that. So yeah, very common pit stop along the way. You folks going to go see the water yogis?
Well, they're only allegedly there. I thought it was pretty... we're not sure about it. What if you haven't seen them yourself?
Well, I'm not gonna. I don't go into the fresh woods there. You know, it's a little bit dangerous, like, and the water yogis can be said to be peculiar. And so, No, I haven't. I haven't actually seen them with my own eyes, but there's pilgrims here who have made it and ran back scared or potentially seen them.
Like, this establishment is full of cowards, I guess.
It's mostly cowards. Because the adventurers are mostly out there adventuring, sleeping in bedrolls, drinking from their little water things. But the warm beds and the beer, it's a coward's delight.
Yeah, that's really draws them in. Well, lucky for all of you, we've got a couple of real adventurers here, and I reckon we'll be some of the first to really make contact with the water yogis. Have you heard anything that might be useful to us if we are interested in heading that way?
All you're supposed to do is head into the fresh woods and look for the light. That's all I've heard.
Look for the light?
Look for the light. I think it's cryptic, but again, water yogis, divine knowledge, yeah. All that.
All right, well, that's better than nothing. I suppose we will take a couple of rooms, if that's a possibility. You said it's one gold piece?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, gold piece a bit.
All right, well...
Easy peasy.
And Max is going to turn... You think Gideon wants a bed, or can he just...
No.
Is he blind?
He'll share with me, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I figured. I've noticed there's some... Yeah, I've noticed. It's a long time in the Scorch. All right, we'll take three beds then, and Maddox is going to flip them 3 gold pieces.
Excellent. Mike yourself right at home here at the Least Gym. What a safer place on earth.
Awesome.
Is there a mushroom stew delivery to the room?
Yeah, I reckon we could bring you up a pot, mate.
I'll make it two.
All right. Can do.
All right. Get a couple of beers in this one. Maybe we'll find out what he's doing with those crystals. Come on, Dom.
The crystals.
Yeah.
That's a long story.
I'm going to usher him away from the rest of the crowd. Nice. See if we can't head up and take a look at the rooms.
Awesome. Shank, staying down here. You heading up?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to engage the local cowards in a rousing song and dance from my hometown.
Excellent. Dom, Maddox, you folks make your way upstairs. You turn and see the familiar eyes of Shanks about to do something chaotic, and you quickly head up and look at the tag that the tavern keeper gave you and identify your room. You're not sleeping alone. There's a handful of bunk beds in this room, but you find the beds that you're supposed to go to. A moment later, there's a little knock at the door, and there's a little gnome server who just is balancing on his shoulders 2 big bowls of mushroom stew. Wait, you want me to put these for each of you then, I suppose? Just set these on the table, like?
Yeah.
Oh, very good, thanks. And you see him put the big bowls of stew on the table and then just stands there with his hand up for a second.
Dom, I think he's looking for a little tip or something. Maddox is gonna like whisper.
Dom pats the person on the head. Thank you.
All right, yeah, well, enjoy your stew there, mate. And then he turns and walks back down the stairs.
Dom just starts devouring the stew.
God. Oh,
excellent.
God.
Dom, you are just lapping up the stew, Maddox, you kind of take a minute to assess your room. You look out into the fresh woods, and from it, you do see a little sliver of light kind of carving a path just along the outskirts of the tavern grounds.
Oh. All right, Dom. You see that there through the woods? There is some light coming from deep in there. I suppose that will lead us to the water yogis.
Mm-hmm.
Dies back down.
Oh yeah.
Oh, It does look like a little firefly.
Yeah, don't have to pretend like you looked, Dom. That's okay. I understand you don't give a crap. And Maddox is
Dom's
gonna...
just glazed over eyes, just covered in mushroom sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. Maddox is gonna go back downstairs and see if he can't get somebody who's a little more interested in the next phase of our adventure here. I'm gonna go downstairs and look for Shanks.
All right, Shanks, prior to that, you saw Maddox and Dom head up. You caught one last eye of them, and then the ground floor of the tavern was yours for a couple of minutes. What were you trying to do?
I think I'm just going to say, "Oi, join me now. The road goes ever on and on, down and down." He's just going to try to start to get that going.
Give me a performance check.
How do people respond? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, give me a performance check. I'll tell you how they respond.
It's a 16.
You see a good amount of cowards start kind of tapping the table, nodding their head. You see the bard tries to trace your tune and starts playing along with you. And after a few minutes, you've got a rousing smack of the table. A few people stand, a few people trying to call after you. You've put some life into the last chug.
There it is. Keep it up, laddie, and I'm gonna flip a coin to the bard.
Nice, they catch it. You see, the bartender points at a second plaque that says, "If you rile everybody up, you get a free beer." He's like, keep that energy coming, mate. That's great for business. And he comes with a platter and gives you another beer.
Sick.
Shanks, you catch the eyes of one gentleman in the back corner who does not seem to be moved by your music. You see a halfling with sort of a big sombrero, a black sombrero, and these wiry little mutton chops, kind of looks up at you, got a pipe in his mouth, and blows out the smoke from the corner.
I think Shanks is feeling gregarious and confrontational. So I'm gonna just lock eyes with this guy. And saunter on over with the beer and just sit down next to him and be like, "All right,
how are you
looking a sour lot?"
"Well, a lot of cowards in this bar. Not a reason to dance for a lad like me. But you, foe, you look like a real adventurer, don't you?"
That I am. Don't know if you heard it just now, but I've been through the scorch, me and my compatriots."
"That's a mighty feat. Where you come from down the scorch?"
"Well, it's a long story. I won't regale you with all the details, but let's just say I do have some mighty feet, and they've taken me far in this world."
"Sounds like it. You must be coming from Gold Acre then. It's the only thing north of the Scorch, unless you was born in it."
That's the one. We had a mighty fine time in Goldacre, doing daring deeds, such as winning a chariot race and disrupting a wee bit of a, you know, event. It was a mighty fine time. But perhaps you had to be there. But just, you know, suffice it to say, we've been plenty of adventurers."
"Those are some fine feats from the sound of it. Very unique feats that you're browsing. Tell me, when you was winning them chariot races, and when you was at opportune functions, you didn't happen to see an old wizard with a big hat and a fancy cane with a little orb on top?"
I don't recall. I don't recall a big fancy wizard.
I feel like these laughs are canon. Give me a deception check.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, good. That's gonna be an 11.
"Well, that's interesting, because I just saw a man of a similar description walk into this here bar with you. And I thought that might be a coincidence, but now you're telling me you came down south from Gold Acre through the Scorch and all. So that man you came in this bar with, you didn't see him up in Gold Acre? You found him on the road, did you?
You know, Shanks is kind of uncomfortable now. He comes and goes, I would say.
Right. Well,
what's it to you?
I've been looking for a wizard of a similar description for some time. Now, does that happen to be a friend of yours?
Yeah. Now, we've had our ups and downs, but I'd consider him my friend.
I'm happy to hear that for you. Now, I'll level with you, friend. I don't give two shits about the old man, but that staff that he's got means a whole lot to somebody who's very important to me. And I'm fixing to leave the last chug with that staff. Maddox, you come down the stairs now to see a rowdy bar with Shanks with a mysterious stranger in the corner. Now, I'm happy to do that. Leave the old man here with you. Or I'm happy to not do that. Take the staff myself.
I reckon, let me see what I can do. Talk with him. I'm sure I'll see reason. Can I ask why you need the staff?
Well, no, sir, you cannot.
Oh.
But I will tell you that staff is stolen property. And I'll tell you that old man up there, you don't know what he's doing with it. And all I'm trying to do is acquiesce that staff so I can escort it to a safer place.
I reckon I'll have a little chat with my friend.
Great.
See if we can work something out.
Greatly appreciate that.
Why don't you sit right here and I'll come right back.
Sounds good. I'll give you 5 minutes on the nose. You may see him put his hat back down.
I'm going to scurry up the stairs and kind of try to beckon Maddox up as well.
Yeah, Maddox, as you're coming down, you see Shanks heading up.
Did I hear any of that or no?
No, that was a private conversation. As you were like moving your way through the crowd, you got it and then you just saw shaking Shanks as he is coming back towards you.
All right, is that, it's what, two bears and you're done for the night? What's with the shaking?
Let me explain. Let's go upstairs and we'll explain. I'll talk you through it.
All right. Sounds fine to me. We've got a whole lot of mushroom stew upstairs, but Dom's probably slurped all of it by now. Maddox is going to lead him back up to the room.
All right. I'm going to try to get... Actually, before we go into the room, I'm going to talk to Maddox and be like, all right, here's the deal. Mysterious man in the corner, love his energy. But he says that Dom's staff is stolen and he wants to take it. I reckon that's it's going to be a tall order, but I've bought us some time. Approximately 4 minutes and 24 seconds to figure this out. So yeah, what do you think we should do? Should we ask Dom?
Is that all? You didn't get any more information from him?
A man's mysterious. That's kind of his whole thing.
Yeah, seems like you've not set us up very well here. There's not much of a plan. What you want? Are you just going to walk in and take it from him? He loves that thing.
Well, I reckon we should ask, you know.
All right, yeah. Go ahead. You can be the one to ask him. I'm certainly not going to have him part with his orb, but go right ahead.
All right. Yeah, sure. Shanks is going to walk in. He's going to sit down next to Dom, kind of put his arm around his shoulder. Like, all right, mate. Hi, you and I, we're good friends, wouldn't you say?
Oh, that's a loaded question. We've known each other for a good bit. I would say we're great friends, matter of fact.
great friends.
Would you want some mushroom stew? I've got plenty.
Oh,
and there's
thank
a firefly outside in the woods. Matt was just talking so good about the firefly.
Maddox
was talking
about
the firefly. Okay. Ooh. Interrupt me.
Yeah.
Just like you interrupt my stories. I'm not dealing with it.
Sometimes it's a little time sensitive. Sometimes it's a little. We gotta work our way through something here. You got a mighty fine staff, mate. Where'd you get it, if you don't mind me asking?
When Shank says this, Dom looks at him and like everything becomes clear, and he's like, why are you asking?
For a friend.
Is that friend Maddox? Or Gideon?
Maddox is like, no! Maddox is shaking his head. He's not
Maddox,
involved.
Maddox, are you in the bedroom?
Yeah, I'm in the bedroom. I'm kind of hanging by the door, I think.
Door closed or door open?
Door is cracked such that I can see into the hallway. Yeah.
Awesome. Give me a perception check, Maddox.
Mm-hmm. That is it's a 12.
Maddox, you start to see what looks like the shadow of a figure coming up the stairs.
Okay. Maddox is gonna gesture to Shanks a little speeded up motion and maybe make some big eyes towards the hallway without saying anything.
Right, Dom, I'm gonna be blunt with you. Someone downstairs wants a staff. I think we gotta
Dom
get out of here.
Immediately cast an invisibility spell. Like, right when he said that, gone. Poof.
Oh my god.
Can I do a perception check? Like, are we in a room with windows? Like,
you guys
see
are
outside?
In sort of like a bunk house part of the tavern, so there's several beds, not just your own. There is a door leading back into the tavern, and then there's a window looking outside. Maddox, as you're manning the door, you continue to hear footsteps now, and you see this shadow lurking against the wall, sort of coming closer to the door.
Dom is going to look out the window and then cast Misty Step and teleport outside.
Shanks, you literally startled him like a baby bird. Dom turns invisible and teleports out. Not a second later, the two of you hear a knock at the door.
Maddox has decided in this moment that we need to snap into character and that this seems very important for safety purposes. So Maddox is just gonna say loudly to Shanks, "Well, where do you think he's gone? He was up here just a couple of minutes ago," and then, go and open the door and be like, "Can I help you with something?"
Maddox, you open the door and you see nobody.
Oh.
And everybody roll initiative.
What?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
15.
That's a 13 for me.
I got myself a 3.
Oh my god. Yeah, you deserve that 3. What was the plan? What was the vision?
I don't know.
You can't just say you like his vibe. No. Get out of town.
Dom, what was your turn order, sir?
15.
And then Maddox was?
I had a 13.
Maddox, you open the door, crank your head out, and say, "Can I help you?" And you see, taking another assessment, you see just the shadow. There's nobody who's sort of throwing this shadow. And not a moment later, you look down and you see your feet are in like a perfect hog tie loop that you've stepped into. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Whoa.
That is a 16.
Maddox, you are able to just step outside of this as it gets pulled up from a rafter. And you are okay.
Max is gonna yell at the shadow and be like, "Oi, is there a problem here? Can I take a look at who I'm looking at here? Who's there?"
Sure thing.
And then you hear that voice from behind you, and Shanks, you see this character sort of step out from one of the shadows. He moves his cloak this side. He's got a little hand crossbow, and he fires some shots at each of you.
Whoa!
Shanks, you got a shot coming your way first. That's going to be a 24 to hit.
That will hit.
Give me a constitution saving throw, please, as you see a dart plunge with precision through a crack in your breastplate. And it's like a little tranquilizer dart, basically, that hits you. You see a little bit of serum drain into you.
Okay, oh my God. I got a nat 20 on the saving throw.
Nice.
It's done for it. You are still going to take 14 points of damage.
Oof. Okay. I like Maddox. His vibe decidedly less now.
Maddox, a dart gets a launch your direction. It goes high. And the last dart.
It better.
Gets launched at your direction as well. You see it stick into the door frame and its liquid is still in there. The other one comes at you again, Maddox. That's going to be a 24 to hit again.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Give me a constitution saving throw, please.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
That's a 22.
We're clearing the constitutions for sure. You're going to take 8 points of damage.
All right. The bartender told me that this place was full of cowards, but can I just get a measly explanation? I'll give you one chance to explain to me why you're attacking us out of nowhere, or else I'm going to unleash. You don't even want to know what on you.
The bartender was talking about cowards, and you see him dip his hat, and he gives it a perfect twirl, and it lands on a bedpost. Then you weren't talking about Detective Hames Minuscule, and that is his turn. Dom, it's your turn. You hear a little bit of commotion coming up from the window that you just left.
Dom don't trust nobody. He feels like all his internal paranoia about this has been brought up. He believes that Shanks has been working against him the whole time. He's met him. He's questioning everything he knows. So he's just booking it to the woods. But once he gets there, he immediately, he's just running to the woods. And once he gets there, he casts Tiny Hut using a small crystal bead from his bag.
Whoa! Tiny what?
Using a small crystal bead, and it springs a giant 10-foot immovable dome that is impassable by anybody other than him, and it is darkened and mirrored to the surroundings, so it looks like it's not even there from the exterior.
We went through all the trouble for that chandelier, and now we're just blowing the tiny hut at the first sign of trouble, okay?
I have more beads.
He calls into the night. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That is Dom's turn as he runs into the forest edge and casts tiny hut. Maddox, falls to you.
Okay. Maddox is not happy. And he is going to cast, he's going to cast Burning Hands at Mr. Minuscule. And that's going to be a dexterity saving throw for the fella. Needs a 12.
One fella dex save coming up. He's going to pass that with a
15. That's so ridiculous. Okay, then I am going to attempt to hide in what I'm hopeful is a shadowy hallway.
Yeah, low light for sure.
Low light, good. I'm gonna attempt to hide. That's gonna be a 15.
Shanks, falls to you.
All right, buddy, hard way it is. And Shanks is gonna bust out his battle axe and just go for it. Two big swipes. That's a 20 to hit. For the first one.
20's gonna hit.
Nice.
Hell yeah. I'm also gonna divinely smite this person.
A fine call.
That's gonna be 13 points of damage.
Huge.
Cool. And then I'm just gonna swing again.
A great move.
Yeah. Oh, that's a 9 to hit, though, on the second swing.
That is going to miss. That's a Jacob Minuscule sidesteps you.
Cool. That's it. I'm just going to, like, shake my head in a kind of a disappointed way. Like, man, I thought you were cool, man.
He doesn't phase this guy. This guy is at work, unequivocally. Maddie, you're hiding in the hallway, right?
I am hiding in the hallway.
Okay, sounds good. Shanks, give me a dexterity saving throw. As you see, through both of your attacks, you've landed in a slightly compromised position, and Detect Minuscule immediately tries to hogtie you.
Yikes.
Oh my god.
Man, this guy in his ropes, he's quick with it. That's a 15.
Able to wrangle out of it. You're yeah. just kicking and squirming. You do not want to be roped down. Like, you just feel his hot breath in the back of your neck. You see him point to his hat and give a quick whistle, a low whistle. You see his hat starts spinning and then it goes, hits the doorknob and slams the door shut and hangs on the back of the doorknob. Gets right down your ear. He says, "Listen, boy, I ain't trying to cause no problems. That staff's mighty important to House Brown Burton. I'm just trying to take it back safe, like." And that is his turn. Dom, falls to you.
Okay. I want to do a general perception of, because I can see everything around me, but is there, like, any chaos? Like, you know, about how far away am I from the tavern?
Well, to get to, like, just right at the forest edge, you would have probably had to use your full teleport and then also run. So you're about 60 feet away from the tavern.
Okay, great.
And then you do not see much commotion. Like, with every now and then, just because you know something is going down in that room, you see a little bit of action coming from that room. But this, it seems to be very muted and controlled, whatever's happening. The tavern downstairs is not missing a beat.
Okay, great. Dom is going to cast Mage Armor. He is ready for war.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you see Dom ready for war, just sitting cross-legged in his hut, mage armored up, just watching his friends potentially die from behind.
Really, a huge team player, that one. Really just, in it for the masses. So I'm in the hallway. The door is closed. I am going to... Can I open the door and attempt to sneak attack from behind?
So you try and open the door and nothing happens. You're jamming up against the door and it feels like it is blocked by an immovable object.
Okay. Is there a keyhole?
There's no keyhole in this. This looks like unlockable doors. You can make a strength check to try and kick in this door. At four seems to be the only way you'd be able to get through it.
Okay. That's a 16.
You try and kick the door, nothing happens. It feels all of a sudden basically magically blocked.
Okay. Then I'm going to use all of my action to head downstairs or all of my movement rather, to head downstairs and try to get. Do you think, can I make it to the outside of the tavern or not?
Yeah, you'd be able to like just get outside of the door. You come down, you see everyone just having a great time.
Awesome. Yeah, they're still riled up. Perfect, yeah. I'm gonna holding pattern outside the front door.
Okay, that's sounds good. You move out, you do a quick scan for Dom. You don't see him anywhere. And that is your turn. Falls to you, Shanks.
Sure. Okay, Shanks is going to... just go for it. Swing his axe one more time. Try to quick draw. Man, that's an 8 to hit.
Yeah, miss. After all that, you just give a quick swipe that he sidesteps immediately.
Alright, I'm gonna do it again though. Never fear. The next one's an 18.
An 18 will hit.
Alright, cool. And then we're gonna go for another Divine Smite on this one. That is much, much better. It's a 17 damage.
Woo! Huge. This guy's still up.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
All right. You see him quickly put three new darts in his crossbow and fire them all at you.
Yikes.
First one's gonna miss, the 9. Second one's gonna miss with an 11. Wow, you see three darts hit just outside of your frame and nail a Shanks-like figure to the wall as he misses all.
Let's go!
Quick ball gave you that. You see him sort of fake out, come in for a lunge, and then disappear. And Maddox, you see him reappear in the middle of the tavern courtyard, outside. And he goes, "Well then, Dom, you know you gotta give back what was taken. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. Don't mind me."
Does he see me? We don't know.
Not looking at you.
Okay.
Dom, it's your turn. You see Detective Minuscule out in the middle of the tavern trying to taunt you forward. Presumably killed your friends. Nah, just kidding. Yeah.
Dom is very interesting right now. He feels as though everyone's betrayed him. So he's sitting right where he is. He's not moving. He's invisible still, and he has his little hut around him. He's gonna cast Shadow Blade.
Just beefing up every turn. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Is that your turn?
Yes.
Max, I'll see you.
Okay. Am I, do I have advantage because he doesn't see me? Or do I need to first attempt to hide?
You're gonna need to hide if you want to trigger advantage on the attack.
Okay, I'm gonna hide first. Oh my god. Itch. That's not gonna be good enough. I rolled a 2. So instead, I will just attempt to hit him with, am I within 10 feet, do we think? Or he's like a little bit outside of my range?
No, he's a little bit further than that. You can walk up to him if you want.
yeah, I'll walk up to him and I'm gonna attempt to poison spray him, which is gonna be a constitution saving throw for the lad.
Just gonna walk up from behind and poison
taking,
spray.
Yeah, the unsubtle approach.
That is a 17 to...
Damn it! Ah! I'm useless! Okay, then I'm gonna use my bonus action to disengage and just run away.
I think you used your bonus action to try and hide, didn't you?
Oh, shit, I did. Damn it. Okay, then I'm just gonna stand there and look at him. Sit still, look pretty, is my plan. Yeah.
Shanks, you are alone in the upstairs bedroom.
He's gonna take a quick, like, what the hell? to just like look, and then yeah, he's gonna run down. I'm assuming I'm hearing something, or actually, regardless, I'm like, what's going on? So I'm gonna try to leave.
Nice. You get to the door with the sombrero on the knob. What do you do?
You already know what I'm doing. I'm putting that sombrero on my head.
All right, you take the sombrero off and put it on your head.
Yeah, that's hell my plan. Yeah.
Make a wisdom saving throw for me, please.
Uh-oh. Oh, classic, of course. Shanks is many things. You may not be that wise, though. Although, that's a 19 on the saving throw.
Hell yeah. Still going to take 5 points of psychic damage as soon as you place this hat on your head, nightmarish visions creep into your subconscious.
It's still wearing it.
Still wearing it.
Yeah. Beauty is pain.
With that, you're able to fling open the door and run downstairs.
Yeah, I think can I get closer or am I just running?
You're gonna get down same as Maddox, just like just outside. So you'd be able to go out, you see Maddox about 20 feet away standing off with Detective Minuscule. You have no eyes on Dom.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to run down and I'm going to I'm going to bless Maddox. I can't see Dom, but Maddox gets a blessing from me. Blessing, as you might remember, is an extra d4 for saving throws and attack rolls.
Indefinitely or for how long?
For like 10 turns.
Oh, sick. Okay, cool.
Maddox is squaring off with Executive Minuscule. And he says, what about you then?
Well, frankly, I never got the explanation of what exactly we're doing here. So maybe if I had a little more information, I'd be able to help you more than my dunce friend who's wearing your hat. He's going to gesture it. Shanks, who's over there just like, probably look thumbs up with the hat. Yeah.
You see him look at the hat and he just gets a little angry. He says, you know what? I think I'll just ride solo. And he's going to give you some shots.
Oh, God.
Well, that's a nat one as you see him go and he busts his crossbow gun. Son of a bitch.
If I had this thing correctly,
I didn't think I'd actually catch him today. Honestly. With that, he just looks at you and he disappears. Dom, can you make a stealth check with advantage for me?
Mm-hmm. A 14.
All right. Sounds good. Dom, it's your turn.
Okay. Dom, Dom can see this going on in front of him.
Dom,
right?
You have eyes on it now. Yeah.
Okay. Dom seeing Maddox fight this stranger makes him feel a little bit better. And so now he's just trying to find where the stranger disappeared to. And so he's just looking around. So can I make a perception check if I see it?
Absolutely. And Dom, I will also provide you one free correction, is that this does not look like a stranger to you. This looks like somebody...
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, who like you have. Guy. Yeah, who yeah. you have. Just so you know, this is very much somebody that you know.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, give me that perception check. Try and find him.
Okay. 3.
Yeah. You're so geared up. You're just ready to go. You're just like, a really quick peek outside, see nothing, come back in. Maybe next turn, you know. You do not get eyes on him.
Okay. Okay, so now Dom is going to try to take off his orb and put it in his bag from his staff.
Maddox.
Okay, I'm gonna do my perception check to see if I can see where the detective has reappeared.
Yeah, make it so.
That's gonna be a 21.
You see, as you take a quick scan, leaning up, sort of laying on top of the barn, quickly reconfiguring and trying to load up his little crossbow. Detective Minuscule.
Oh my God. What's his range? How far away is he from me, do we think?
Oh, he'd probably be within like 50 feet.
Okay.
Give or take, doing a little quick trigonometry in the mind.
Little trig. Okay. is there
it's a good
any
rap for
him. little trig. I'm looking around for an object that weighs about 5 pounds. I'm thinking maybe a bucket that, you know, one might fill with water for animals, or a pail, or anything else that's shaped in that way. Maybe a really big potato or something.
You see plenty of buckets and pails around this tavern and barn. You also see directly outside of the barn, 2 pristine golden metal boots.
Oh. Whoa. Huh. I'm gonna walk over it. Yeah, golden metal. Now I'm really confused. I'm like, am I supposed to wear them? I'm going to use catapult to send one of the golden boots into the air and then beam it toward toward the detective and see if I can't try to knock him off the roof or at least hurt him.
Make it so.
That's going to be a dex saving throw for him. Really hitting him with the saving throws. This.
Yeah, no doubt. That's going to be a 10 even.
Oh, and he loses it. Okay. Let's go. Okay, so let's see. That is 3d8, 17 Huge. Points of damage from the gold boot.
This golden boot come up and just beam him on the head.
Yeah. Perfect. And then I'm going to use my bonus action to hide under maybe like if there's a little awning of the place. That's going to be a bad roll. I'm not hidden. I'll tell you that much.
You go and you hide and then you see this kind of an older tavern. You can see there's just like a board missing, just looking right off it.
Yeah, we're making eye contact. I'm like, and then that's my turn.
Shanks, falls to you.
Awesome. Shanks is inspired by what just transpired. Cannot imagine actually, climbing up. Oh,
Shanks, sorry, at the top of your turn, give me a wisdom saving throw, please.
Oh, this is the price of fashion. That's going to be a 14 on the wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, you clean it again. I think a merciful 4 damage to you, psychic damage, as you once again embrace beauty.
Yeah, I'm keeping it. actually, you know what? I'm going to try to inflict some psychic damage on my friend on the roof. No, not Maddox. Sorry. To disambiguate Detective Minuscule. I'm going to take his hat off of my head and stomp on it while looking him dead in the eyes. I'm just going to say, how you like that, Detective Minuscule?
Give me a performance check. Or intimidation. Let's do intimidation, actually.
Oh, no, that's a nat one.
Oh, my God. The two beers Shanks. Just wrecked Shanks. Shanks.
As you step on the hat, you see another mechanic or another magical safeguard as it goes up like a bear trap and grabs your foot.
Oh, no.
Get this thing off of me.
Dealing 11 points of piercing damage.
Oh, no, that's awful. Okay, well, in that case, I think I'm just going to heal myself.
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing.
I think he's, like, jumping around on one foot. Doing the, like, and I'm going to, lay on hands myself quite a bit and heal. And that's my turn.
You guys lose visual on Detective Minuscule one more time, and then you hear his voice kind of ring in all your ears. He says, "Mighty fine company you keep, Dom. Now that I got my eyes on you, you best be sure I ain't taking him off. Let me know when you're ready to talk." And then the voice fades and Shanks, the hat, as you're trying to kick it off, just sort of turns into some smoke and dust and then dissipates. You guys take a second with your guard up. And then as far as you can tell right now, it seems that Detective Minuscule is no longer present.
Damn, that man's got style. You know, he's a right git. But I love his style, man. That was cool.
And I'm keeping this boot as a souvenir. And you guys see Gideon walk out. All right. The bright knight's ready to go. He looks down. You see he's not wearing any shoes. He's bare feet in the mud. Where's my left boot?
Well, and Max is just gonna walk towards the forest, hoping to maybe figure out where Dom went. Give nothing to Gideon.
Dom, you see Maddox approach.
And I'm just gonna be whispering, Dom, Dom, are you out there? Because I don't want to draw too much attention, but I'm hoping that he is somewhere around.
Dom is going to step out. He's still invisible, so he's feeling kind of protected in that way. But yeah, before he does that, was he successful in affixing his orb and putting it in his pocket or in his bag?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, okay. The orb is secured as you want.
Before he gets out, he's gonna cast Minor Illusion and then create an orb in its place.
Okay. Yeah, Dom, before you step out, you take a careful moment to cast an illusion on top of your staff. Looks just like it did.
Okay. And then Dom is going to step out, and so the tiny hut's going to disappear, and he's going to say, Maddox, I can see you. What's going on? And he wants to remain invisible for now.
Dom, what do you mean, what's going on? You abandoned us back there with that whack job. We nearly got killed. Shanks got eaten by a hat. It was really bad. Do you want to start explaining yourself? Because frankly, I have no clue what's going on.
I abandoned you. Are we forgetting that Shanks was trying to sell me at my orb out to some stranger? How do I even trust you both? Seems to me that you've been working together this whole time to lure me near to this area so you could then
find
the detective.
Maddox is gonna stop him right there. I don't know what you think is happening with Shanks, and I can't speak for him. But
you see Shanks like looking around for the hat, trying to find the hat.
Yeah, but you and I both know, and Maddox is gonna gesture towards Shanks, that he's not the brightest bulb, and I have a hard time believing that he's cooked up some plot all this time. I genuinely think he just met that man with the hat tonight, and I can tell you right now, I'm on your side. If there's any sort of plot against you, I'm certainly not involved in it. And frankly, I want to get all of us out of it. So anything you can tell us is helpful.
Dom is going to uninvisible himself.
Oh.
He's holding his shadow blade.
Yeah. Mage armor.
It's just dab stuff. Just yeah. Mage armor, yeah. Shadow blade. Like, yeah. Eye patch flipped up.
Yeah, where's this been every time we've gone into battle, Dom? I've never gotten this energy from you before. I'm impressed.
You have much to hear from me. Maybe you should finally listen to some of my stories.
Shanks is gonna kind of join up with the party and say, I reckon we get out of here quick. Before, you know, Gideon gets too upset about his boot, before the detective comes back. I'm thinking it's too hot here. We gotta go. This tavern's for cowards anyway. We gotta get out of here.
Well, frankly, this might be a good opportunity for us to try to find the water yogis. If they're really as hard to find as they made it sound, then maybe that's a safe place for us from this detective.
Good with me. I don't trust also, these roads.
Dom, for the record, I was never trying to sell you out. I was having a friendly conversation with an intriguing character, as you do when you're in a tavern. I formally apologize. Bygones be bygones. Puts out his hand.
Well, mate. Puts his hand down. Well, mate, you don't need to apologize. I haven't told you where all this comes from. We have much to talk about.
So you want to start talking now? I mean, it'll be a little bit of a walk. You can We can walk and talk. Could be a dual situation. Can we start like maybe meandering towards the
I was hoping we would do this on the way to the water yogis. But I don't trust this area. And Don looks around skeptical.
All right, well, we can keep watch and keep our voices down. And perhaps start walking towards the light, if that's okay with everyone.
Good with me.
I love it.
All right. You guys look back at the last chug, look back at the barn, and then look deep into the forest. There's sort of a dancing light that stays in the same approximate location. You don't see the actual source of the light, but when you line up the trees, right, as you're sort of moving back and forth, spaces between trees give light, sort of a pinhole in the distance. And as you move towards these trees and approach them, you see sort of a different light pinhole approach. But if you move your perspective and come too close to the trees, that light dissipates and a new pinpoint is given. And you guys meander into the fresh woods in this way.
I, as you know, I have my bird. It all started back in my childhood.
Oh no.
I'll speed it up for you, Maddox. Basically, I was a neglected child. I was banished from my home. I was part of a family known as, well, you might have guessed, the Brown Bird family. They were a very rich family, and I don't associate myself with them, even though, yes, my last name, or my full name, is Domhnall Brown Bird, except I've changed it to Domhnall Brown.
But then you still got the bird named Brown Bird.
Well, that was just a mere coincidence.
Isn't it your bird? You could have named it anything. Sorry, just... it's a small detail. Keep going. You've
got to realize when you're blind, everything's brown. So to me, it was a brown bird. Anyways, I was banished from my family until I met this mage that would tell me how to become a wizard. And she told me if I became a wizard, I could see, because I couldn't see. I was blind, right? I got and had all sorts of issues growing up. I technically do have an eye. Nothing happened to it. I just can't see out of it. And so once I learned how to become a wizard and without being able to see, I was able to summon here Brown Bird, which I thought was brown, and then I could see and look down and it was white. But that's besides the point. And so I then used that ability to escape my banishment from my family. But in doing so, they neglected me and mocked me a good bit. I wasn't even considered a family. I went and snuck in and stole their orb in the middle of their castle. I always heard about this orb when I was a kid. And I always remember what they would tell me, don't get close to the orb. And it would make me upset because I couldn't see the orb. So this was more of a, there's no nobility in it. It's mine now. It's not theirs. They deserved it for how they treated me. And the reason I'm now a wizard and just a little wizard is what you don't know is that I didn't learn how to become a wizard until I was mere 50 years old. I was working in a masonry doing building things blind, and then finally I met the mage.
I think Shanks is wiping a tear from his eye. He is touched. This is a beautiful story. He's like, Dom, I've misjudged you. I never knew you had such a deep, tragic backstory. And
you finally listened, didn't you? I've been saying this one for ages.
You guys think back to like the four times that Dom's told this exact story. Actually the first time that he's told you this specific story, but just nobody has heard it yet.
He's not listening. Oh no.
Dom, I owe you a big hug. And Shanks is going in for the big hug.
Maddox and Shanks, as you guys were walking and listening actually this time to this tale, I want you each to give me a perception check.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good for me. That's a 22.
Mine's a 3.
Shanks,
that's why you're crying and I'm not, because I'm not really.
As you embrace, yeah. Yeah, Maddox still hasn't listened to date.
Yeah.
Shanks, as you are embracing Dom, Maddox, you take a little look-see around, and you start to notice that there are some signs nailed into some of the trees. And as you're moving forward and sort of take a couple steps closer, the signs are nailed to the trees that are, like, creating the little pinpoint. And see the signs say stuff to the effect of, "Don't trust those witches. Beware the water yogis. Turn back now." Stuff like that.
All right. Maddox doesn't want to break up the brotherly love.
See, as Dom and Shanks are embraced, there's just so too many of these signs on every tree around you. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're having a bit of a moment, and I agree that that's all very sad, but I'll just point out, we might want to keep our wits about us around here. Seems that these water yogis might not be looked on as favorably as they were by the druid Marley. But frankly, given that we have the power of the Yokonut, I'm hopeful that they'll be quite amenable to us. But just, keep your wits about you.
Thank you, Dom. I really feel like I understand you.
All right, they weren't listening to me. Okay, now I know what it's like to not be listened to. And Maddox is just going to charge ahead of those two.
Oh, Maddox, I was just giving you a taste of your own medicine with your listening ability.
Oh, I think Shanks should have tried to pull Maddox into a hug as well, like a group hug, with neither Dom nor Maddox consent. We're all
gonna Maddox is kind of like wriggling, like, that's okay.
As you are all embraced in this group hug, you see the pinpoint out of the corner of your eye expand and shed a massive amount of light, like someone is shining a spotlight directly down on your group hug. You guys raise your hands to try and block the dazzling light. And as you do, you see that there is a large figure standing with just like a spotlight of light behind, shining towards you, breaking through the trees.
Hello? Is there someone there?
You see... like group hugs? As you all look up over this log, you see the figure start to shrink down as it steps forward in the spotlight. And you see a little mushroom person with a blue head step forward, and they look down at you all and they go, "Oh no."
No! Oh my god! All right, another one of these guys. Is Oye with us?
Yeah, you see.
Is Oye in the chat?
Yeah, exactly.